Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly. Take our second deep breath in. Bring attention down into the cave of the heart. Sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time together. For the next 9 or so minutes that we are consciously connecting with the ground of being, the source of all that is, the spirit that resides right where we are. The God within. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 46 from Psalms for Praying and Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. The Beloved is our refuge and our strength, a loving presence in times of trouble. Therefore we need not fear though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the holy city, the holy habitation of the Most High. The Beloved is in the midst of it. It shall not be moved. Our loving Creator is an ever-present help. The nations may be at war, countries left in ruins, yet it is the voice of the Almighty heard slowly, breaking through hearts of stone. The Beloved is ever with us, the infinite heart of love. Come, behold the works of the Beloved. How love does reign even in humanity's desolation. For the Beloved yearns for wars to cease, shining light into fearful hearts, loving even those who oppress the weak, refining hearts of steel. Be still and know that I am love. Awaken. Befriend justice and mercy. Do you not know you bear my love? Who among you will respond? O blessed one, you know all hearts. You are ever with us. May love ever guide our lives. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into communion with you at this time, our hearts just filled with gratitude and deep appreciation for the awareness of your life, your power, your presence, your love within and without, that quickens, that renews, that restores, that replenishes, that heals. Right where we are, we know that we are not separate from you, but one with you, one with all that God is, and all that God is, we are. We no longer see separation and duality, but see oneness. Oneness with all of creation. Oneness with the foreleg, the two-leg, the winged, the hoofed, the finned. Oneness with the trees, the plants, the oceans, and all that swim within. Oneness with each other, irrespective of culture, race, creed, color, gender orientation, religious persuasion, or any other things that we find to divide and separate us. And ultimately, we are one with you. By all the very many names we choose to call you, Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Christ Consciousness, Buddha Nature, Mother Nature, and the list is endless. As if we with finite intelligence could ever fathom and know the unknowable, which is infinite and beyond all knowing. As we know our oneness with you, our oneness with each other, our oneness with all of life. Let us therefore act lovingly. Let us therefore act with awareness and understanding that whatever we do to another, we are doing to ourselves, because we are one with Spirit, one with each other, one with you. At this time, as we celebrate the light coming into the world, as we turn around the earth yet again, as the earth turns around yet again, let the Christ light illuminate our hearts, our minds, our awareness of this truth. May we recognize and remember that we are not just celebrating a once-a-day occurrence, a once-a-year occurrence, but we should be celebrating the Christ entering into consciousness daily, moment to moment. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we take a moment to just rest in silence, and as the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. So as we remember this truth for ourselves and all people, we send out love, light, and peace to our family, friends, communities, neighborhoods, our country, and to all countries across this beautiful globe. for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Together, we affirm. Amen. Take a deep breath in and allow these words to permeate in and through and as you. Let them vibrate within your being. And affirm with me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberance. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. I wish you a very blessed, beautiful and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection, our Christmas celebration. Peace and blessings.